Sustain Your Rumble is co-produced by Cutprint Podcast Network. Big thanks to the show managers and producers for making this episode possible. Make sure to visit www.cutprintpodcast.com and their official channels on Facebook, Anchor, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts to check out an amazing lineup of original Filipino shows you surely will get obsessed with.
The way coal contracts are designed, they are supposed to reflect how the market forces are playing externally. Because we don't produce enough coal internally in the Philippines, we import it.
Introducing Gian Canales from the Power Economics, Industry and Regulatory Affairs Group at FirstGen Corporation. FirstGen is a leading power generation company in the Philippines na may portfolio na nagtataglay ng 15 power plants.
And so we are subject to international market fluctuations. However China behaves in terms of coal, it directly affects us.
Ang kuryente na siguro ang isa sa mga pinakamahalaga, ngunit pinaka, pwede natin considered undervalued na resource ngayon. Undervalued kasi hanggang ngayon, sa gitna ng lumalalang sitwasyon ng climate change, isa pa rin ito sa mga pinakamalaking contributors dun sa mismong problema ng climate change. Ito ay maliban, sa ito ay susi, kaya tayo ay nakaka-survive sa pag-araw-araw ngayon dahil isipin mo, paano na lang ang buhay kung nakatira ka sa isang bahay na walang ilaw?
Right. Totoo yan. At ang pag-degenerate ng power ay isa sa mga pinakamalaking pollutant sa buong mundo. About 57 billion tons ng greenhouse gases ang napoproduce sa isang taon sa buong mundo. At alam mo kung ano yung share ng kuryente dito? 27%. Meaning 2/3 ng electricity na nage-generate worldwide ay nanggagaling sa fossil fuels o mga patay na halaman tulad ng coal, oil, at natural gas. At maliban sa mga harmful environmental effects na dulot nito, ang pagpapatakbo ng mga fossil fuel power plants ay nagmamahal din dahil nga medyo komplikado no ang pagmamaintain natin sa mga ito.
Kaya ganyan na lang ang lumalaking interest sa pagpapatakbo ng mga renewable energy power plants or otherwise known as clean energy na mas economical at tumutugon sa health and environmental protection. Ang mga ito ay tulad ng solar, wind, and geothermal. Ngunit kung ganyan, bakit hindi pa rin ito kasing laganap tulad ng ating inaasahan?
It largely depends on how your distribution utility shops for you. So they're like your personal shopper. So if they buy you only red shirts, you don't really have a say. So you just have to wear it. At the city or household level, it's really the distribution utility that makes the decision for these purchases.
This is Sustain a Rumble, the podcast that explores critical issues on sustainable development. I'm Chantel Nieto.
I am Jones Marie Dumdum.
And I am CK Asinas.
In this episode, pag-uusapan natin kung bakit complicated ang pag-shift to green energy.
Gaya ng global share ng power generation, the Philippines also largely depends on fossil fuel-based o ang tinatawag na conventional energy. Ang ating supply contract for fossil fuel-based power generation is guaranteed for the next 25 to 30 years, with government subsidies allocated to cover for generation costs. This means na dahil reliant tayo sa international market fluctuation ito, ang ating national regulations ay naniniguro na ang power generation facilities ay financially maintainable and stable.
At dahil ang layunin nito ay palakasin ang stability ng conventional energy, we can infer that it's here to stand for a very long time. Siguro, maganda na rin isipin na kung ang share ng renewable energy sa buong mundo ay 11%, we somewhat have a little bit more than that.
In terms of capacities, we are at around 29% renewable energy for the whole of Philippines, 13% natural gas, 16% oil, 42% coal. That's as of 2020. And then if you're now talking about consumption or energy, we are at 21% renewable energy and coal is at 57%. So that's the easiest way to approach it on a macro level.
Ano naman ang share ng renewable energy kung paghahatiin natin no, sa Luzon, Visayas at Mindanao?
So in Luzon, RE is 25%. In Visayas, they have large RE at around 46%. In Mindanao, it's just 31%. These are in terms of capacity. And of course, it would follow that in terms of generation, it will be around the same numbers. Luzon has 15% energy generated from RE. Visayas has 48% energy generated from RE. And Mindanao has 26%.
Take note that the grid or the infrastructure that transmits electricity to every home from the distribution facilities are not interconnected and balanced. The Luzon grid is connected to the Visayas grid, but the Visayas grid is not connected to the Mindanao grid. The implications? Well, given that Mindanao has a relatively low share of renewable energy, at least developed ang electric infrastructure nito, ang excess power na na-generate from Luzon transmission lines don't reach it.
Since Mindanao experiences frequent power outages, wala silang ibang source ng electricity na pagkukunan. This is especially if you look closer, no? Yung distribution ng electricity on a per city basis, whether conventional or renewable energy, well, nagiging komplikado.
If you were to ask me how much electricity on a per city level is actually powered by renewable energy sources, it's a little bit trickier to answer because electricity is not consumed the way we usually consume normal consumer goods like shampoo. How much on maybe per city level is the sourcing for electricity? The closest approximation that you could look at is what is or how is the distribution utility or electric operative that's serving that area, how is that DU or EC contracting their electricity? So if you would look at the latest one from Meralco, you would see that only approximately around 3% is from RE. Majority, around 50%+ is from natural gas, 29% is from coal, 13% is from the wholesale electricity spot market. Now, if you look at Visayas, in the Visayas area, there are several cooperatives, or particularly to Cebu, there are several electric cooperatives and distribution utilities. So I just picked one of those. So I picked VECO. And if you would look at VECO, VECO's consumption, according to their September 2021 billing, they have sourced 13% from RE, 83% from coal, 4% from WESM. Cagayan de Oro, we could look at one of the electric cooperatives serving the area. The one I found is Moresco 1. So for this one, it appears that based on their last billing, they did not have any renewable energy sources. So it's a mix of, I think, coal and oil power plants and wholesale electricity spot market. And then for Davao, one of the distribution utilities serving the area, I looked at Davao Light. And based on their last sourcing on the website, I did not see any particular RE also, although they did source from the National Power Corporation. So even if your house or your business is built right next to a geothermal or hydropower plant, if your distribution utility did not buy from that, essentially, your power bill will not reflect that hydropower plant or the geothermal or the wind or the solar power plant. So that's one challenge. If the distribution utilities will not be convinced to source from renewable energy, then that's a major issue in terms of distributing RE in cities. And I guess there's always this big perception that coal is cheap, which is largely seen in the media. It's a common soundbite that we hear, and I guess you repeat something often enough, sounds like the truth, right? But if you would look at the numbers, if you would look at recent numbers actually, coal is at an all-time high. It hasn't been this high since 2007. It's currently around $200 per metric ton, and it's only a matter of time before that gets reflected in our power bills.
Right. So all this time, tayo ay nagkokonsumo ng kuryente na nanggagaling sa resource na sa kasalukuyan ay patuloy na nagmamahal. Ngunit kung ganito ang sitwasyon ng ating electricity generation at consumption, may magagawa pa ba tayo?
there are now some policies in place that are supposed to help push the distribution utilities and electric cooperatives to source more from renewable energy sources. So like there's the likes of the renewable portfolio standards. They are required to purchase a fixed percentage of their energy consumption annually from renewable energy sources, or to at least buy the equivalent RE certificates for those.
Shifting to renewable energy is perhaps one of the biggest solutions that we can ever implement to curb the growing pains of climate change while sustaining our modern lives. You know, a 360-degree change in the way that we produce and consume energy would change how we live, well, practically forever. Coal used to be cool, but hindi na ngayon. How cool would it be today if we can save the planet while at the same time find more practical ways to thrive?
And if you would look at, again, the breakdown of the distribution utility generation charges, we would be able to see actually that some of the power bill components, some of the RE power plants are actually cheaper than coal. Geothermal power plants can be cheaper than coal. Natural gas can be cheaper than coal. Hydro can be cheaper than coal. It's really relative. It depends on when you are asking about it.
More on renewable energy and cities on the next episode of Sustainer Rumble.
The Department of Energy is also looking into increasing required of mandated participant permits. So it started at 2020, 1%. So 2021 is now 2%. And they're planning to increase the increments from 1% to 2.52 annually. So that would help a lot because that would boost the demand for RE on the mandated participant side. But for end user side, there are also policies in place to allow end users like you and me, businesses, and small to medium enterprises to actually participate in the renewable energy development program.
It seems like it's all up to the distribution utilities and electric cooperatives to provide the citizens with renewable energy, especially if they have firm and stable sources. Bilang end users, we're only subjected to whatever the distribution utilities will provide us with. At kahit anumang vulnerability or issue na darating, ay titiisin na lang natin. Or hanggang doon na lang ba talaga tayo?
Ang tanong, how do we make the shift to renewable energy? How do we even use our law-permitted rights to make the shift as end users? Ano ang nakasalalay para sa ating bansa, sa mundo, if we go all in?
Tune in to Sustainer Rumble as we answer those burning questions next. Make sure you are following our show wherever you're listening and enable push notifications para kayo ay ma-notify when the next episode comes out. Do follow us on Facebook and Instagram to stay updated on our posts and announcements. And join our community group on Facebook called The Pit by Sustainer Rumble to connect with us and be engaged with our future activities. You can find all these links in this episode's description box. See ya!